If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." In other words, what he said, there's none like the Lord we serve. Amen. It just don't get no better than him. He said, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Amen. He didn't say you might ought to. He said, "Thou shalt." It's a commandment that we love the Lord, your God. Amen. I want to ask you a question, though, this morning. Is the Lord your God? Is he your God this morning? If he's your God, then you can love him. You should love him, amen, as your God. And this is the way he said we should love him. He said, "With all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Not in their head, in your heart. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates." Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, and he is, on the essentials. Amen. Essentials. Now, if you don't know what essential means, that means that's things that's necessary. The things that we need today in order to be a child of God, in order to walk right, talk right, act right, and live right before this present world, in this present world in which we live. And the Lord said we start out right. If we start out right, praise God, we can finish right. But I believe a reason we're struggling so much in this world is our start ain't right. Amen? So if you don't start right, praise God, you'll never finish right. Amen? If you look at it, you think of it as a race car, a car race. And if those fellas don't have that car just perfect, if there's something wrong with it in the beginning, it's sure not going to do good toward the end. But if you get that thing tuned up just right in the beginning, praise God, you got a good chance of making a good finish. But if you don't have it fixed up right in the beginning, amen, it's going to be a struggle down the road. And I think a lot of folks, amen, just need a little bit of the essentials, a good start. And the Lord says a good start is just realizing that there is a God and he's real. Amen? Ain't you glad there's a God today? Ain't you glad he's real? But praise God, even better than that, he's our God. We can claim him as our own. Amen. Look at me this morning. You can claim him as your own. Amen. That's what we got to do. We just got to claim him. Amen. Claim the Lord as our God. Amen. Our Lord, our Savior, our helper, even in troublesome times. Amen. And he says, then we just begin to love him with all our heart. We love him because because he first loved us. When I was unlovable, praise God, Brother Jeff, he loved me. Ere I knew him, praise God, he loved me. Amen. He loved me enough to lay down his life on the cross of Calvary for a sinner like me. Amen. That I might, through him, be saved. But I have to love him. I've learned to love him with my heart and my soul and my mind. Every fiber in me, I love the Lord. Amen. He's that better part of me. Amen. That part of me that's rotten and no account and sorry and sinful, praise God. Amen. Hey, that's just who I am. But praise God, I'm glad he loves me. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He looks past my faults. He looks past my failure. And praise God, he sees himself in me. He sees that he went through all the trial and the temptation and the sorrow of this world. And he come out victorious. He said, praise God, through my help, you can too. I'm serving a risen Savior. As the song says, and he's Brother Bill, he's in my heart today. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said we begin to teach our children. You know where we failed today? We haven't installed the essentials in our children. Amen. They don't seem to see this millennial crowd that we got coming on now, failed to see the need for God and godliness. When you leave out God and godliness, you know what you have? Utter chaos and disarray. That's what you have. Chaos takes over. And we're seeing it not only in our country today, we're seeing it in our families, in our homes. right here in this community. Amen? God help us today to realize, hey, something he sent you. And he says it's getting into the Word of God. Keeping it before our face. Amen. He said it should be in your heart. He said we need to teach it to them diligently unto thy children. Need to be a diligence in showing them and pointing them to God. You say, preacher, how do we do that? By living it, praise God. We claim to be children of God. Yep, sometimes if we ain't careful, we live like the devil, don't we? Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Oh, me! We claim to be children of God. We claim to be saved and born again, but we live like the sinful devils of this world. But God will say, there's a better way. And it's through the essentials, praise God, getting a hold of what God's got a hold to give us. Amen? Oh, I'll give you just a few this morning of the essential things that we need in this day that we live. Number one, we need a saving knowledge of Jesus. Amen? We need a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. Without that, we have nothing. Jesus is our advocate. He's the way, praise God. He's our intercessor. Amen? He's the one that brings us out. He told him, the Lord told Nicodemus, now, it's not about a head knowledge. Everybody in this place today knows who Jesus is. Amen? Amen. Everybody know who Jesus is? Amen. Amen. Everybody know, has heard, they know who Jesus is. He's that child that was born of a virgin. Amen? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't really believe that. Then you're lost. Amen. If you don't believe in the virgin birth, praise God, you're lost because you're believing in somebody that was born naturally and nature can't save you. Amen. A natural man can't save you, but Jesus Christ came supernaturally into this world to save sinners. Praise the Lord. We need of a Savior. He said there was a man of the Pharisees, John chapter 3, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do those miracles that thou doest except God be with him. In other words, Nicodemus said, Lord, we've never seen it on this fashion. We've never seen a man that can do the things that you do. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except thou be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Now Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, that means he was a teacher and instructor in the synagogue. Jesus said, you're a teacher and a ruler. Praise God, and you don't know that you got to be born again. Amen. He said, you've got to have that new birth. Every one of us was born the first time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We had a mama that went to the hospital or maybe had something, and we were delivered there, praise God. But Jesus said, you've got to have that second birth, that new birth. He said, it is essential, praise God, and to salvation that you be saved. Amen. So, preacher, how do we get saved? Now, watch this. He said, it's through the water and through the Spirit. Now, when mama had you, praise God, a lot of them, before you was born, your water broke. And that's how you knew that you probably need to get somewhere because the baby was coming soon. Amen? But Jesus said it's through the water. He's talking about the precious Word of God. It takes the Word of God to penetrate our hard hearts, praise God, to show us a Savior, that love and a need for that Savior because of our sinfulness. But it was a Savior that brought us out and saved us by His marvelous grace. See, it's the water of the Word, and it takes that water, praise God, combined with the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit moves upon you, amen, because you begin to see the Word. And Jesus Christ is the Word. In the beginning was Word, Word with God, Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who was that? That was Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because of that precious word of truth that we have, we can be saved. Amen. It's essential to have that new birth in Christ Jesus. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this. Listen, congregation. Ye must be born again. Amen. You know, hey, what are you telling us, preacher? We know this. Amen. I just want you to stand by. I don't want you to stand before the Lord and say, He never told me. Amen. What I'm afraid of is there's a whole lot of head knowledge. Whole lot of people know who Jesus is in their head. But they don't accept who Jesus is in their heart. Amen. So see, I'm afraid there's a lot of people missing it by 16 inches. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because when Jesus moves from here to here, the inside begins to change and it changes the outside. Amen. It's essential to have that inward change in order to have that outward change. Amen. Because when you have that inward change, you'll have an outward change. You'll bear spirit. You'll bear fruit of the Spirit that's in you. Let me ask you a question this morning. Everybody look at me just a minute. Look at, are you saved? Do you have a, are you bearing fruit of the Spirit? Is the Spirit living out Christ through you? Amen. See, I think a whole lot of folks have become cold and indifferent. Amen. But he said it's essential that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. It's essential that we are born again in the Lord. Amen. We have that new birth in Christ Jesus, our Savior. It's essential. Praise the Lord. It's essential that we know the Word of God. Amen. It's essential that we have knowledge of God's Word. Amen. Hey, if we don't have knowledge of the Word, we don't know we need to be saved. Amen. But let me just say this. Now listen carefully. Before I was ever saved, Brother Chris, I knew I needed something. Amen. When I was lost in this world, little old toe-headed boy running around and just doing what little old boys do, what little old girls do, getting into mischief, doing things, amen, before I ever knew I needed to be saved, because I knew there was something missing in my life. You may be here this morning and there's something missing in your life. The Word of God can fix that. Amen. Praise God. It can fix what's missing in your life. When we seek the Word of God, it's essential that we have His Word. In Psalm chapter 119 and verse 9, the Bible says this, that wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Now that's a question. He said, how is a young man going to cleanse his way? He said, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Amen? He said, how are you going to clean your way? How are you going to clean up your act? Amen? How are you going to start a new life? You know, a lot of times we want to turn over a new leaf. We're coming up on January 1st, won't be too long away, and a lot of people on New Year's Eve will make a New Year's resolution. And Brother Tim, they'll turn over a new leaf. But I've found that those leaves are the same on the other side. Amen? Those leaves, it won't be very long, praise God, but you'll be discouraged and on that side too. But praise God, when you seek the Lord, He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, taking heed to the Word of God. Amen. By accepting, by taking according to thy Word, according to what God says, that's where we get our help. That's where we get our hope. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that, praise God. That's essential, praise God, after salvation, that we begin to look and we begin to grow in the Word of God. In other words, it becomes that ruling factor in our lives. Amen? That good part, praise God, that shows us the way. Without the Word of God, let me tell you what it is. Without the Word of God, it's like getting in your car and starting down the road without a map. Amen? For a destination that you've never been to before. And you get in there, you're driving with a map. You say, well, preacher, that's okay because I got my phone. I can Google it. Amen? We Google heads anymore. Man, we don't need nothing as long as we got Google. Amen. But you get on your car and you head down the road and you, amen, you don't have a map. You get down the road a little ways and you realize, Brother Chris, you forgot your phone. So what are you going to do? Amen. I'll tell you what you have to do. You'll just drive around till you find it. Amen. That's a man's way. Or you'll stop and ask someone. But what? But boy, it's a whole lot better when you head out, praise God, and you've got the directions. Amen. When you've got you a good map, you've got her laid. Listen, I tell you what, you have to be careful. We took off a last Monday morning, me and my mother, about 4:30, and headed to West Virginia. And I had my Garmin, had it programmed where I wanted to go. But me and her didn't see eye to eye. See, I done written down the directions. See, I don't trust them things. Amen. They're just as accurate as some man, praise God, that punches it in. Or that satellite that's spinning around up there trying to get directions. Amen. So I got to going up the road. Me and my little mother got up there and it got to telling me, well, I need to go here, I need to go there. I said, I don't know. Hey, I've been here before. And so I looked at my direction. I seen, praise God, I was right and she was right. Now, she may have been able to get me there, but it wasn't the way that I knew. Amen. So I took my directions I'd written down, praise God, and I followed them. You know what happened? After the second turn, I looked at the time of arrival, and Brother Chris, it took off 30 minutes. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, praise God, you may be able to get there your way, but praise God, when you follow God's way, He'll get you there on time. Amen. He'll get you there, praise God, with the least bit of resistance. You know what she do? She's running me around all these little old back roads. Amen. Going to take a whole lot more time, a whole lot more gas, instead of just hitting on 77 or 81, praise God, and hammering down towards West Virginia. Amen. But if we follow the instructions, have a knowledge of the Word of God, praise God, it'll help us to get to where we're going. Amen. And when we get the knowledge of God, know where we're going, praise God, we'll be able to take others with us. It's essential that we have the ability, amen, to win people to Christ, to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, he said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. So what he's saying here is that we have the ability to win souls. We have the ability to take folks with us. Amen. He said that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Now, a tree, praise God, is that produces fruit. A good tree will produce fruit. And if a tree is producing fruit, then it's producing life. Amen. But if it's not producing fruit, then it's not producing. Amen. There's no life in it. But he said he had the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So essentially, praise God, what we got to do is we got to be saved. We got to have the Word of God so that we can help win souls. You say, well, preacher, I just really don't see all the importance of that. You don't? Well, what about your family? Amen. What about those little ones in your household? What about your mamas, your daddies, your brothers, sisters? That's lost and undone without God. Without salvation, without the Word of God, you'll never win them to Jesus. But praise God, when you get salvation, get the Word of God, praise God, then you'll be fruitful and you'll win them to Jesus. See, these things are essential. We take them for granted so many times, don't we? But praise God, they're essential in what we need in order to see souls saved in this last hours that we live. Amen. Praise God. And it comes down to the point, praise God, the essentials of salvation is that fear of God. Amen. We got to fear God. That, you know, the creator of the world. When we begin to realize through salvation, through the Word of God, through the winning souls, praise God, that there is a God because you see Him working in people's lives. You see Him changing folks. Brother Bobby Marler went on this morning to be with the Lord. Early yesterday morning, yesterday morning went on to be with the Lord. But I had an opportunity to lead him to the Lord Jesus Christ. He prayed and asked God to forgive him his sins, come into his heart. And I sat down there in his shop a while back. He said, you know what? Preacher said, it's all right. He said, I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, praise God. He said, it's okay. And yesterday, yesterday morning, early in the morning, he went out of here to be with the Lord. And guess what? If he could talk to you now, he'd say, glory to God, it's okay. Amen. I'm all right. Praise God, because I've trusted in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And it gives us that fear of God. In Job 28:28, the Bible says, and unto man he said, behold the fear of the Lord. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. I mean, he said, if you want to be wise, praise God, it's essential that you know God, that you fear God. Amen. Let me ask you a question today. Do you have any fear of God? Amen. Does our country, our nation, our families, our homes have any fear of God, any devout reverence of God? Amen. We hadn't ought to be able to sit down and praise Him and worship Him together, magnifying His name. God, because we fear Him. Amen. Not, oh my goodness, He's bad fear, but an awesome, praise God, reverent fear of who He is, that He is God, the Creator. Amen. The one who holds it all in His hand, praise God. The world and everything in it. Amen. It's essential that we fear God. What's wrong with America today? We've lost our fear of God. Amen. Did you hear what I said? We've lost our fear of God. We don't fear, praise God. We think we're so powerful, we're so strong that we can overcome anything. And Jesus told him, praise God, the church of Laodicea, He said, you don't know how weak and pitiful you are. I mean, when you think you're strong without Him, praise God, that's when you're at your weakest. That's when the devil will infiltrate your life, your home, your family, praise God, and destroy everything around you. We lose our fear of God. But if we have a fear of God, a strong fear of God, a strong fear of what He's able to do, who He is, praise God, He makes a difference in our lives. What difference does that make? He said something else that's essential is holy living. Amen? Holy living is an essential part of our life. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, He said, according to He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him. What? Watch this. In love. He said, because we fear Him, we love Him, praise God, because He helps us, He teaches us, instructs us, He shows us the way. Amen. And He helps us to walk therein. He gives us the strength and encouragement and the stamina, praise God, to stay in the good fight of faith, praise God, to realize that it'll get better farther on. Amen. That the Lord loves us, praise God, because He is God. And He chose us in Christ Jesus. He chose me and you in Christ Jesus, praise God, before the foundation of the world. What does that tell us? Praise God. Jesus loved us enough. He chose us in love before He ever laid the foundation of the world. Amen. I mean, you talk about love. It's essential that we realize that kind of love because it leads to holy living. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All these are important aspects of our life, what we claim to be our Christian faith. Amen. And then there's our stewardship of life. Amen. The life that we live, the faith that we have in Christ Jesus, our stewardship in life. Paul says it best in Galatians chapter 2. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, he said, I died out to sin. Amen. Praise God. He said, that sin's gone. Because of Him. Now he tells us about that in Galatians 6:14 and 6:15. He said, but God forbid I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avail anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Amen. He said, I have crucified with Christ. He said, I became a new creature in Jesus. He said, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I want to ask you a question. Who's living in you? You have two options. Either Christ is living in you or the devil's living in you. Amen? Amen. Christ or the devil. Amen. The only two options we have. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Now watch this. Paul says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He said, my fleshly life that I'm living, he said, I realize I'm just somebody in the flesh, and that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, praise God. He said, I'm trusting my flesh to Jesus, praise God, and he's the best thing I've ever found. Amen. He helps me in every aspect of my life. A life by the, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He said, why? Because who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Paul said, I put all my faith in him because he loved me, praise God, enough that he gave himself for me. And he said, I die out to sin daily, praise God, and I live in faith of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it's through faith that I'm saved, praise God. Amen. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and of death, burial, and his resurrection, that he got up victorious. And he's still victorious today. Praise God. It's that we need, praise God, that stewardship of our life. Amen. In Christ Jesus. That faith. It's essential that we have faith, our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Bless his holy name. And the next thing is biblical excellence. Amen. It's essential that we have biblical excellence. In other words, what that means, nothing succeeds, nothing is greater than the Word of God. Hello? Biblical excellence. That's what we need in the day and hour we live, praise God, because they're trying to get us to go in all kind of different directions. But thanks be to God, I'm glad there's only one direction. And it's God's direction. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible says this. But verse 13, it says, in chapter 3, verse 13, it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So how do you keep from being deceived? He said, through biblical excellence, through the essentials of God, praise God. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. He said, just go back to the basics. Go back to the original, amen. He said, all scripture. He said, in verse 15, he said, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, go back to the basics. Go back to the essentials, praise God, and you'll find help. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. That we have an inspired book. Amen. It's God breathed. A lot of people today is trying to take and distort the Bible, trying to take and say, well, did God really say? I will say, praise God, that's what the serpent said in the garden, and it was just as wicked then as it is now. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that thus says the Word of God, and as long as God says it, praise God, Brother Chris, I believe it. Amen. And if you believe it too, you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ through faith, amen, that the Bible is essential for our lives. It breaks my heart. You got churches all over the country that's having just games and gimmicks and all kind of... I'm telling you what, we have sometimes, I believe, we have too many activities. Amen? If we ain't careful, we get so many activities going in our lives, praise God, that we forget God. We don't have time for God. Well, preacher, I'd like to go to church, but I got to go do this, and I got to go do that. If we don't have time for God, then we're too busy. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got the Bible is essential. We wonder why we don't take time for God. We wonder why everything's falling apart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Caving in on us, trying to dig our way out. We can't understand what's happening. Because we forgot to remember God. He said, as you're sitting at the table, when you lay down, when you rise up, and you sit at the table, amen, keep remembering. I want to say, praise God, we need to remember God. But let me ask you, are we ashamed of Him? Hello? Well, you're sitting there at the table with your family, praise God, I hope you bow your head and ask the blessing. I hope you don't go out to some restaurant and don't pray over your food. You may not walk out of that place. Have you ever looked back there and seen what the kitchen looked like? Better still, have you ever looked back there and seen what the cook looked like? Amen? We need to pray and ask God to bless our food. Amen. We need to ask God, praise God, to bless our home. We need to ask God to bless our table. We need to ask God to bless our family. Amen. God, the Bible says if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. Amen. Listen, mamas. Listen, daddy. Why do we not worship God? Why do we not keep God high and lifted up in our home? Are you ashamed of Him? Are you ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ashamed of what He stands for? Amen. Praise God. He said, we need to lift Him up. We need to take the Word of God, praise God, and make it priority one in our homes. It's profitable. Amen. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, righteous living. It's never wrong to do right. Praise God. And that a man may, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. He said, we'd be adequate. We'd have adequate foundation to build upon in Christ Jesus our Savior. So it's essential today that we have biblical instruction. It's essential today that we allow biblical excellence, that doesn't exceed the Bible. I don't care what people say around us. They say, well, people tell me out there, well, preacher, you know, it's just the way things are today. You ever hear that? Huh? A preacher, that's just the way society is. Yeah, it's wicked. Amen. Wicked without God. No fear of God. No word of God. That's why it's so wicked, praise God. Because if we have this biblical excellence, if we have the Bible as the head inspiration, a central part of our home, then we'll have godly worship. You know why we can't worship God like we ought to? Because we don't have these other things. Amen? But if we have all these other things, then we can have biblical worship. We can have godly worship. The psalmist said in Psalms 95:6, he said, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen? Praise God. He said, praise God, we got what we need. We know where we need to be. Let's just bow down and just worship God. Amen? But you know what? Just like I said a minute ago, we get to the point that we can't even bow our head and pray over our food knowing that we need to. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you know how busy we are. We ain't got time to pray. Praise God, I hope you got time to die. Amen? You don't know what you're getting into, but God does. Bless His holy name. We need to have an essential part of our life need to be godly worship. Amen? When we come to the house of God, we come to worship the Lord. Amen? We study in Sunday school, we learn the Word of God, but praise God, we get up in our songs and our preaching, and we worship God. We glorify God. We preach the Word of God because it brings glory to His name. It magnifies who He is. It magnifies what He's able to do. Do you believe He can? Amen. Do you believe He can? He can. He will. He did. Praise the Lord. Godly worship. It's what we need. In Deuteronomy chapter, back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in verse 21, I'll close with this. And the Bible says, to them, to us, then thou shalt say unto thy sons, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Now, Egypt is always a type of the world, type of sinfulness. But He said, we were bondmen in that sin. And God, the Lord, Jehovah, He brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Verse 22, and the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt and upon Pharaoh and upon all his household before our eyes. He said, we saw the power of God. Let me ask you a question. Have you saw the power of God lately? I believe every one of us could raise our hand and say, glory to God, we've saw the power of God lately, recently. Said He brought us out from thence. Now watch this. That He might bring us in to give us the land which He sware unto our fathers. He said He brought us out so that He can bring us in. Amen? So that He can present to us the promise of the Father. Praise the Lord. It's essential that we have all these things that we can attain unto the last. Praise God. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe, do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. He said, what is your righteousness? Our righteous filthy rags. But as he said, if we'll observe all that God shows us to do, praise God, it'll be our righteousness. And he'll deliver us safe over on yonder shore. Amen. Why? Because it's essential. It's essential that we follow the Word of God, that we live the Word of God, that the Word of God becomes who we are. Amen. Because we're growing up in a society that wants us to take us in, that wants to take us in other directions. But I want to say there's only one way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The only way we're going to make it to heaven, the only way you'll get there is by following Jesus. Amen. It's essential today to have all these aspects of our life. Amen. Let me ask you a question today. How many of these essential things are we following in today? Maybe you're here today. Maybe we're neglecting one or two of these little aspects. We've been wondering, you've been wondering, you know, why is this thing just not fitting together like it should? Amen. Seems like I'm doing my best. Well, maybe you're leaving out one little aspect of the essentials for being God-like. Amen. And God said, you know what? I've got here today that one of the essential, part of the essential, to put back in you, praise God, to make you to become that, praise God, that'll bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. And He said, I've got the cure right here.